In the war against recidivism, incumbents need to practice strengths-based methodologies. A healthy perspective in cultivating one's ability to reach personal goals, reduce the risk of reoffending, it is all about conviction and implementation. One of the main things you might want to memorize as gospel is the definition of honor. It is not about what you have, it is about what you represent. Having honor is a very powerful way to live. Honor does not rob, lie, cheat, or steal. Honor honors our elders not just for what they know, because from different perspectives, they may be wrong sometimes. Honor signals an opposing valued as respected, no matter if it is not believed, followed, or established. I was raised to observe and act honorable towards everyone, even when his or her actions are less honorable towards me. Somewhere along the way, I had forgotten this mindset, but I had to search the annals of my mind to retrieve it in my fight to bounce back from the habits of recidivism. Ethically, honor promotes class and dignity, even within family structures. The ways in which one views the world should involve continuous practice in good planning. A viable plan has to incorporate good values. We must slowly reprogram our minds, even if the new standard of seeing the world goes completely against our core values. Note, core values are instilled into our minds between the ages of 4 and 8. Then again, this is just my own opinion, not supported by a scholar or PhD. Some of the information in this book may not work for you. I'm putting this out there because the application of thought has worked for me, and that's what this book's principle is founded upon. A good plan for living insists upon incorporating noteworthy criterion that is not encouraging to backsliding, Lila, 2018. Let us talk about this for a moment. In order to establish a foundation for a good plan, the individual must understand the why and how of instilling a concept. As being one who has spent time in prison, it might seem familiar to hear that once released, we tend to forget the promises we made on the day of sentencing to the court. In addition, most of us sign documents to ensure that the promise is certain. This means there is no turning back on this promise once released. I promised that once released, I would fully and thoroughly abide by and adhere to all the agreements made on the day of sentencing. Why do we forget that once released?